May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What were you like when you were a child waiting for Christmas? Time for truth and consequences. How many of you went rummaging through closets under beds to find out where the gifts were hidden? Hands up. I have to confess. Oh, there's a whole bunch of you who didn't do that. How do you handle waiting? Do you jump in like the rest of us and we got to find it? Or is there a little anxiety? Are you a keener? Waiting. How do you handle waiting when it's a medical test you're waiting for? How do you handle an illness that you've been told about? How do you handle anxiety? How do you handle stress? How could the disciples return from Galilee? Jesus has ascended into heaven, and he says, go back to Jerusalem and wait. For in a few days you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now we have to recognize that this group many times were a little thick. They didn't quite get it yet. But through the awesomeness of Jesus' resurrection, his encounter with them in his new form, his glory shining about them, I think all they could do was go back and follow his instructions in prayer. So we have the day of Pentecost, and then we have outward signs. Sound like that of wind that filled the room. So loud that it created a commotion on the streets outside, where people were rushing to find out where and what was this sound all about, this great rushing of wind. And then these tongues of fire, these like tongues of fire, coming to rest on each and every person. These are divine symbols of God from the Old Testament. For the movement of wind is a sign and signal of God is up to something. When the Israelites left Egypt, there was that pillar of fire that led them. So there was an immediate recognition of this awesome power that was being bestowed upon them was truly divine. But there was the inward signs. And that is what I want to talk about and emphasize. For those who have seen the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, for those of us who have experienced it, what we will tell you is what happens inside of us is far more important than the outward signs. And in fact, those who have experienced the Holy Spirit tend to say, I don't want to share it. I don't want to talk about it. Because it is so awesome inside. people who have had this experience talk about an infilling. That there's a receiving. That there is a warm presence. There is a pouring. There is a washing or baptism, an overflowing. But these inward signs move into a new reality. And what is that reality? The prophecies of Isaiah and Joel are fulfilled. There will be visions, there will be dreams, there will be words of encouragement, there will be dreams, and they will come from not the priests, but from each and every person. When the Spirit came upon those gathered in that upper room, when that Spirit came upon what we now call First Church Jerusalem, First Church Jerusalem was baptized in the Holy Spirit. First baptized Baptist Church of Kelowna. Any similarities? First Church. When the Spirit came upon them, they were now equipped. They were now equipped to take on the task of being witnesses and to engage in a mission. Up until this point in time, they had followed Jesus, been in awe of him, struck by him, saw him going to heaven, saw the resurrected body. They knew he was the Son of God. They knew he was the Messiah. But what they needed was this empowering. What they needed was a capacity to share. What they needed was confidence in what they had experienced. What they needed was to believe to the tips of their toes. What they needed was courage to stand for their beliefs in Jesus Christ and his teachings. What they needed was an empowerment to dare. Love that Star Trek. To dare and go beyond. Any Trekkies here? To have insight. To have the power, the capacity, the confidence, the belief, the courage, the daring, the insight and presence to witness in Jerusalem. To witness into Judea and to witness to the ends of the earth. So what do? The crowd's outside. Peter goes out the door. Everyone's speaking in a different language from the disciples. So people say, hey, they're all drunk. Peter says, no, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. And in his address to the crowd, he calls people to repent. And James made a wonderful sermon on that. To change your direction. It's not saying, oh, I'm totally unclean. I've got to get myself right before I go to God. God knows how dirty you are. The invitation is to turn and change your direction. And then, what does Peter say? Turn in your direction and enter into an allegiance in Jesus Christ. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. Peter's address. It's basically a pattern of witnessing that has gone on for centuries, to tell the story of Jesus Christ, but to draw the person's attention in drawing the new people in the new media. So how's that working for you, Dr. Phil? So how's it working for you? I have a new direction. I have a new way. And in this crazy individual consumer society in which we live in, there is good news. And it's in a different direction. The witnessing is now underway. And what is this mission that they are about? They are to bring the good news and the gospel to all that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is God. I respect the Dalai Lama, because he talked quite honestly about the fact, the difference between resurrection and reincarnation. To believe in Jesus Christ is the resurrection. To believe in the Buddhist rite is reincarnation. And it comes down to, do you believe in Jesus Christ as God? I respect the man for his honesty and pray for his soul. And not in a cheap prayer, but with respect. That's the difference. That's the good news, that Jesus is Lord. An old-fashioned word, it means he's it. And I turn everything over to him. Everything. In the other part of the mission, which Jack talked about, we are to go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them and teach them to obey everything Jesus has commanded. So we are called to be witnesses. We are called to be in mission of sharing who Jesus Christ is and then making disciples of people and teaching them to obey everything Jesus has commanded. Everything. That's the hard part. In one particular part, love thy enemies. Man, that stuff is tough. But the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the people in the upper room, and they were then equipped to take on the task of witnessing and mission. What did they also do? They gathered together. Kind of sounds like the things I discovered at First Baptist Church. They gathered together for teachings. They gathered together for fellowship. They gathered together for breaking of bread. And they gathered together for prayer. You do that. You gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. Day of Pentecost has arrived. Day of Pentecost is today. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. pour out your spirit upon your sons and daughters who reside within this family. Come, Holy Spirit, and pour out your spirit on your sons and daughters in the other churches of Kelowna. Come, Holy Spirit, come upon your sons and daughters so that they might prophesize, that they might hear your will and share it with those around them. Come, Holy Spirit, for your young men and women to see visions. Come, Holy Spirit, so that the men and women of this congregation may see you, Lord, standing before them. Come, Holy Spirit, so that we of a mature age, Bible says old, may dream dreams and share those dreams. We have lived a life, we've experienced a life, we've seen things, we've done things, and yet the Lord has placed upon us a dream called the kingdom of God. Lord, pour your spirit out on those of us to dream dreams of the kingdom of God. Pour out your spirit so that we might have power, we might have the capacity, the confidence, the belief, the courage, the daring, the insight, and the very presence so that we would witness to our families, so that we would witness in our homes, that we would witness in our places of work, we would witness within our city, we would witness within this valley, within this province, within this country, and to the ends of the earth. I heard about a minister in Toronto, Bruxy Cavey. I gather each year they have an encountering Sunday, I could have got that wrong, where he asks people to leave the church. He says, if you're here for healing, stay. If you are in the leadership and you are discipling others, stay. If you're on mission, stay. If not, leave. Our mission, with the power of the Holy Spirit, is to witness and be on mission. The church does not exist for who's in it. It exists for those on the outside. So if you're hurting, welcome. If you are discipling, mentoring, going to mats and chats and singing, leading worship, leading the faith lessons, contributing, being involved, making cupcakes, welcome. And if you're on mission with Freedom's Door, with Teen Challenge, with the Pregnancy Care Center, with the Ladies Safe Home, stay. Come, Holy Spirit. Pour your spirit upon us so that we might be renewed. Renewed in your power, in your presence, so that we would do your will.